Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
I think I'm going to go 8.5 out of 10.
That's brilliant.
Right?
Yes. I expect a 10 out of 10 one of these days. Okay, Adam, how do you approach tipping in London?
It's complicated.
Yeah, it is.
Frankly, really complicated. Plenty of places add it automatically, more and more so than they ever used to. And it's not 10%, it's gone up. We're not quite at the Americans' 20%, but
yes.
Of course,
there's that too, yes.
Card only, which again makes it complicated.
Adam, I need a better line. Sorry, I can't hear you at all. Can we get a stronger line, please? Adam is touching on something that's also very interesting. Restaurants that increasingly have a forced 12.5% or 15% if you have, like, say, four to six people. And I always laugh when, you know, when the waiter goes, sorry, ma'am, it's really busy. That's why your food. Okay, but you put a finite number of chairs out here and you were hoping to fill them. So are you surprised that it's, like, isn't that your best case scenario? Didn't you want to fill? You have 20 packs. Anyway, Adam, sorry about that. You were saying, so it's complicated.
Let's say
a sit down restaurant where it's not necessarily included.
Hmm. And of course, the question sometimes goes, will you get the tip? This is in this world.
That's our
where
struggle.
The tips don't go to the waiters. And you wonder how honest the reply is, because if the manager is paying the tip, they probably tell their staff to say it's going to us. But do you know, I'm getting into the conspiracy theory. Most of the time, let's be honest, most of us want good service. Most of us don't get good service, and yet we still tip anyway. Isn't that the case?
Yes. Yeah. I have to suspend the chip on my shoulder, actually. So I often tip just so that the next black person that comes gets treated well. That's often been my experience in Cape Town. Yeah.
It's very
important. And that's since varsity. Like, I overtip because often it'll be like, oh, black people are strips, and then they always get the crappy waiter, and then it's self-fulfilling. So I tend to overtip where possible so that the person who comes after me can get good treatment.
I remember two occasions where I don't know if it was a waiter or a head waiter or whatever, came out into the street looking for me and my group because we hadn't tipped. At which point you think, well, you were so aggressive and horrible in the first place, and now you're coming out to look for us, and guess why we didn't tip?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. In the US, they'll be like, "Was there? If you paid 10 instead of 20%, they'll literally come back and they'll be like, was there a problem with the service, ma'am?
Yes.
Wow.
They might shoot you.
It's weird.
They might actually pull a gun on you.
Exactly. Got to be careful.
They're tipping pretty serious.
I don't know if you're able to move around a little bit, because I'm getting so much static on this line and I want to hear you clearly. Prisoners of war have been released in Ukraine, which is very positive.
It's a positive, a huge swap, a prisoner swap, 215 Ukrainian soldiers released by Russian-backed separatists, 55 Russians released in turn, and then on top of that, a load of foreign fighters, 10 from five different countries, five from the UK. They have been released. Why now would be one of the questions, because a pump-thumping speech from Vladimir Putin, sort of this time yesterday, in which he was nuclear war and any number of other things. And it could be the sort of give us with one hand, trying to unsettle the West, or have they seen sense over some of the PSO? I suspect that's not the case. But nonetheless, it's a big tick in the box. And intriguing, because, you know, we like a conspiracy, is that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia was uninvited from the funeral, seems to have brokered this deal that got the release of the five Brits. So it's a complicated world again.
Rather. Adam, not because I don't love you or that I don't want to talk about fraud with Trump, because I want to go all the way in on that story, but this line is just too poor and I'm not catching all your words. No, it's okay. We'll pick it up tomorrow, please. Hold on to the Trump one at least so we can laugh.
Will do.
Okay, cool. Ciao, Adam. That's your worldview.